My fiancée and I are from California, but her family lives in Colorado, and they own a cabin near Pike's Peak, way up in the mountains. After visiting them, they recommended that we stay at the cabin a few days. We were avid hikers and jumped at the opportunity. Colorado is very rich in Native American folklore. Virtually every place you go used to belong to an indigenous community, and the few of them who remain keep the traditions and stories alive. Pike's Peak is no different. There are enough stories, and gift shops, to give anybody the sense that the land itself is alive. I don't know if this has anything to do with what's happening, but maybe someone here is from Colorado and can help us connect the dots. Faye and I are currently at the cabin. Day 4, and we're planning on leaving today, but things have gotten very strange around here. And it looks like we're going to be here a while longer. We have enough food for a winter, and the heater is in stellar order, but the Wi-Fi is terrible at best. There's virtually no cell reception. We feel isolated. I'll try to respond to comments, but the internet dips out for a few hours. And the first weird thing that happened was the snow. See, there was no snow in the forecast, so we packed light. But on our first night here, just our luck, a blizzard pounded the whole area. And my little Corolla is basically a brick of ice outside, and there's no way I'm going to try to make the 6-mile drive down the mountain to town. I blame myself for trusting Colorado in spring. After a day, Thursday, of lovely hiking and sightseeing, some really unsettling stuff started happening. When we returned to the cabin just before dusk, we found an enormous dreamcatcher dangling from a tree about a dozen yards from the back door. This wasn't the kind you were imagining, the kind you buy from a novelty shop. This thing was made from twigs and twine, and it's about 3 feet in diameter. Absolutely humongous. Neither Faye nor I was stupid enough to touch it. We're veteran horror movie fans, and we know that's how you get cursed. If the snow melts a bit, I'll go back out there and snap a picture of it, post it here, but that night, while we were eating dinner, I heard a bunch of noises in the woods outside. Twigs crunching, leaves rustling, etc. This isn't unusual because we saw some elk and deer on our hike, but the sounds were slow and purposeful. They stopped and started and were rhythmic, like someone was casing the area in a crescent shape around the cabin. I used my really bright tactile flashlight to look outside from the porch, but there was nothing. We stayed in all day on Friday and just cuddled and hung out, played some of the board games we brought and some of the Super Nintendo games that they had in the cabin, which is like Donkey Kong Country 2. That's considered stealing, but it's the greatest game ever made. It snowed again. After dark, we started hearing more noises. Around 1 a.m., Faye woke up and told me that she was hearing a voice outside. I strained to listen, and I thought that I could make out the sound of a man crying very far away, but his voice was drowned out by a wind. So I wasn't absolutely certain of what I heard. I went back to sleep, but again, around 4:45 a.m., we heard him more distinctly and closer. It sounded like he was crying for help. But he would dip into another language that I've never heard before. We called the ranger station at the bottom of the hill using my cell phone, and they told us that they'd get up there and check it out. We never saw them, and I doubt they ever came. On Saturday, shit was getting really crazy. It snowed again in the morning, and I stopped getting service for most of the day. Faye and I watched movies, and I tried to Skype with her family, but that didn't work. She went to sleep early around 8, while I did some photo editing on my laptop in the living room. She woke up crying hysterically. When I asked her what was wrong, she said that she had a dream that she was lost in the woods outside, and something was following her. I cuddled her until she fell back asleep, and eventually I drifted off too. Faye woke up around 1 a.m. She was absolutely beside herself. I'd never seen her so afraid in my life, and just the look on her face really unsettled me. She told me that she heard the man outside again, but she recognized the voice. She was absolutely convinced that it was her grandfather's voice, that he was wandering around outside begging for help. Faye's grandpa died when we were seniors in college 4 years ago. I told her that she was dreaming, but then I heard the voice too. I never met the guy, so I wouldn't recognize his voice, but it did sound different from the night before. It sounded older. I had to do everything I could to keep her from running off into the woods looking for him. And eventually she realized that the possibility of it being him was absurd, so he put on a movie, on in a good volume, and fell back asleep. My cell phone wouldn't connect a single call. What happened last night, Sunday, was the thing that sent me over the edge. Essentially, the same thing happened around 1 a.m., at which point I was still awake, almost expecting the noise to happen. I heard a voice. This time it was a woman's. Thankfully, it was distant enough that it didn't wake Faye. I walked into the bathroom and cracked the window open just a tiny bit. Frosty air that came through the crack seemed like a death sentence to me as a Californian. Nobody could survive outside for long in that, not without serious military-grade winter gear. And yet someone was wandering the fuck around out there. Stepping on twigs. Crying. I'm a reasonable, skeptical, sometimes arrogant agnost, but I'll tell you, the voice sounded exactly like my mother's. My mom is alive and well, and living in Southern California. So my brain instantly cramped at the sound of her voice in here in the Rocky Mountains. I would know my mother's voice anywhere. I think we all would, and I'm telling you, I'm about 90% sure it was her. Which is way, way too sure to not scare the shit out of me. I grabbed my light and went outside with a blanket wrapped around me and my hiking boots on. I circled the entire cabin and looked around. There was snow pushed out of the way and a big, meandering pattern that snaked in and out of the tree line, like someone was drunkenly shuffling about. Maybe they were injured. Path went right up to beside the window and then back into the woods. Each time the voice called out, I shouted, "Mom? Or who's there? Or who are you?" And each time the voice receded further into the woods. I'm pretty certain it was trying to coax me deeper and deeper into the forest, away from the cabin. I'm still alive. Because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to die like some dumbass in a bad horror movie. I went back inside and made sure that we were locked down tight. Since I couldn't call the ranger station, I'm posting this instead. I'll keep you all updated. It's Monday. We got a hold of Faye's dad. The weather's supposed to clear up tomorrow, so he's going to come pick us up in his truck and help get my car down the mountain. I'll keep you all informed. Only one more night in this place. I'll try to get some photos up. I've been able to get back online twice today. I wish I knew more about electronics, but I'm a history teacher, so I don't think I can fix the Wi-Fi or predict when it'll work. I can send and receive emails, some Reddit posts, but I can't load some websites or photos. Faye hasn't been feeling well since noon. She developed a stomach ache and's been intermittently throwing up. We both ate the same thing and I feel fine, so I'm not sure what it is. She sometimes gets like this when she gets worked up, although I'm an agnost or an atheist. She is very Catholic and is pretty convinced something supernatural is going on. No need for alarm at the moment. She doesn't have a fever, and I'm keeping her hydrated and in high spirits. She seems to be on the mend. I went to sleep around an hour and a half ago. The noises to report, crackling, repetitive vocalizations in the forest, probably 100 yards out. Tree line starts at about 20 yards out, so sound is coming from much deeper. Some movement spotted just behind the tree line at dusk. Could have been a deer, an elk, something else. Couldn't see very much. Keeping all the curtains closed, the windows locked, and furniture in front of the front door and back door, I'm checking on Faye every half hour. Her dad will be here late in the morning to pick us up and dig out my car. Another Redditor near us pointed out that I am an idiot for not double-checking the weather, and you are correct. I promise. I'll provide an update as a new post tomorrow, should anything significant happen.